Time to begin the canvas of the 2026 primary election here in the commission chamber. We have the three commissioners in attendance, Commissioner Jensen, Johnson, and Brown. We have Malcolm Nash, Executive Director. We have both Steve and Barbara from the Clerk Auditor's Department. So we're here to canvas the primary election. Barbara and Steve have the information about the election. Who wants to recap that? Barbara? Okay.
So we received a total of 3,276 ballots. We counted 3,198. The 78 that were counted included one provisional that did not have proof of residency and wasn't produced, so we couldn't count that. 33 that were received after the deadline.
Those would be mailed in.
They were received by mail, and the legislature in 2025 changed the rule to not postmark by the day before Election Day, but had to be received by 8 p.m. Election Day. So those 33 were not received until after Election Day. This year we started requiring the last four digits, and so 11 of those didn't have digits that matched, and that got pretty interesting. And then 32 had problems with the signature, and one was an empty envelope.
On those that the digits didn't match, do we reach out to them to try
Absolutely.
To confirm?
So out of the 182 that went through our cure process, if we had a phone number, we called. If we had an email address, we called and emailed. If we, mailing was the last thing that we could do, but we tried to get a hold of them as soon as possible. The law says we have 48 hours to reach out to them in one of those three ways. So typically on the day that it goes through our second pass, I'm on the phone calling and saying, hey, the last signature we have is from the DMV from 10 years ago. It doesn't match. The digits, we found that people put the first four, last four, middle four, somebody else's four. That was fun. And we had a couple of older folks come in and, I know what that is, and well, that's not what you wrote, and I know it was, and here it is. Oh, what is that? I don't know. I don't know if you were doing your ballot while you're figuring out your checkbook. I have zero idea where these four digits came from. So that was a little more challenging. It took a little more time. And then, let's see, return to sender, we had 165, so it's 1% of the over 9,000 ballots that we mailed out that were returned to sender. There were 200-ish that had elected not to receive a ballot by mail, and even though the opt-in doesn't start till 2029, once you opt out, I don't have a way in the system to say, but wait on this one. So we had a few people call in and, well, you opted out. We didn't mail you one. This is how you can change that. So some of those actually, showed up in person. And right now we're going through the over 3,000 ballot tabs to update their selection, because you can choose on that ballot tab whether you want to continue receiving by mail or not. And the vast majority, are electing to continue to receive ballots by mail. So that's been a fun process.
And what was our turnout at the election day?
Oh, on election day, we had 3% of everyone who voted show up on election day, so 102.
Okay.
And then 74% of the ballots that were returned in other ways were dropped in a drop box, and just slightly over 22% were mailed. So we ended up with a little over 700 in the mail, 1,900 in the drop boxes. And
They can drop them off here, and there's several places through the county then.
Every
town office?
Municipality
okay.
has a drop box
right.
in their office, open during their office hours.
Right.
And we also have the 3 24-hour drop box, one in Monroe, one here, one in Salina,
okay.
where they can drop off. They're open 24 hours.
Easy way for people to do
easy
it.
Way.
Yeah.
The majority of the drop boxes, it's where she said that what percentage was drop boxes?
74%.
That included the cities. Wasn't all of them, but the majority of the drop boxes were
behind this building.
Right here, huh?
I thought there would be a little more participation over in the Salina area in that particular drop box, but Salina and Monroe were about equal, so I thought that was interesting. Just because that's where both
that they were both residents of those communities. That community.
Very few in the city went to their city office.
They dropped them off. Yeah. Other
Aurora won that particular. It's not really a race. I haven't told them it's a race, but mm-hmm. Aurora gathered 60 ballots, and everyone else.
And I think Aurora's kind of used to that.
I think they're used to it, but that's even down for them. I mean, they should.
All the other cities didn't get anything. Cause
yeah. I think Aurora typically would have more people dropping off, but it was maybe.
And I think Clint puts out candy, so that, you know, that's kind of it's a little more than a sticker. But, and, you know, kudos to him. So.
Can he legally do that? That's bribery.
Should we bring him in on that?
Yeah, we better write him up.
As long as the candy doesn't say vote for somebody.
Well, and it's not outdated. Probably that would be a problem.
The candy?
Does it have to be valid candy? Yeah.
Fresh candy.
Anyway.
I think Aurora by far gathered the most.
And they had a 40%, 41% turnout, which was not as the highest, but it was.
But a lot of people enjoy just driving back behind and drop, and they don't have to get out of their car.
Yeah, that's right.
So, something to be said for convenience.
Yeah. And safety. You know, we're trying to make this this election very, very easy for people to do and not be able to screw it up somehow. So, yeah. So.
Sounds great. Thank you.
So with that report, Barbara, is there anything else you need to share with us, or Steve, either one of you, or Malcolm?
We audited 50 ballots during our hand count audit. And then as far as ballot signatures, we're supposed to audit 1% of all the signatures just to make sure that, you know, nobody's just out there on their own. And we actually did way more than 1%. We audited about 182 signatures because anything that's pulled automatically goes through a second check, and we look at. Sometimes when you're in the record, the way that Vista works, it's hard to go in and see all the different versions. We'll be moving to Total Vote, which is a new election management system towards the end of this year, after the November.
After the November primary.
So an improvement. So when we go to verify signatures, we'll be able to see all five or six that we have on file, and it will be a lot easier.
Well, I think we can go on record saying that I think Sevier County handles the voting in our county as good or better than any county in the state. And we're here to be commended.
I agree.
And we appreciate what you do and handle it in a very professional manner. And we would need to we'd need to accept a motion then that would, or do we accept this?
Okay. So moved.
Okay. Motion been made by Ralph to accept the canvas, and seconded by Greg. Call for vote. All those in favor of that, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. That vote passes unanimous.
Malcolm, I'll give you another one.
We will adjourn.